Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Very Short History of the Israel-Palestine Conflict by Ilan Pappe is a compact, accessible overview of one of the modern world's most enduring and emotionally charged disputes. Written by a historian known for challenging conventional national narratives, the book aims to help readers understand how a local struggle in late Ottoman and British Mandate Palestine became a global political issue. Pappe traces key turning points from the rise of political Zionism and competing national movements to the creation of the State of Israel. The displacement and dispossession experienced by many Palestinians, and the wars and uprisings that reshaped the region, rather than treating the conflict as an ancient feud, the book frames it as a modern contest over land, sovereignty, and rights, shaped by colonial administration, international diplomacy, and unequal power. Its short format emphasizes clarity and chronology while encouraging readers to question familiar talking points and consider how history is used in political argument. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, modern origins under empire and mandate. A core topic is the conflict's emergence in a modern imperial setting rather than as an inevitable religious clash. The book situates late 19th and early 20th century Palestine within the Ottoman Empire and then the British Mandate, highlighting how shifting governance created openings for competing national projects. In this framing, political Zionism develops as a European movement seeking a homeland, while Palestinian Arab society forms its own political consciousness in response to demographic change, land purchases, and administrative decisions. British rule becomes pivotal because it combines imperial interests with contradictory promises to different communities, establishing institutions and security practices that shape later realities. The narrative typically emphasizes how international power, not just local animosity, structured early outcomes migration policies, land regulation, and the creation of representative bodies influenced who could mobilize effectively and whose claims gained recognition. By focusing on the mandate period, the book encourages readers to see how the ground rules of the conflict were set before 1948 through law, bureaucracy, and diplomacy. This topic matters because it clarifies why arguments about legitimacy, indigeneity, and rights often trace back to decisions made by empires and international forums rather than to timeless hostility. Secondly, 1948 and the competing national narratives. Another major theme is how 1948 functions as the decisive rupture and the enduring memory center of the conflict. The creation of Israel and the first Arab-Israeli war are presented as events that produce not only a new state, but also a massive transformation of population and property. Pappe is widely associated with interpretations that foreground the Palestinian catastrophe, including displacement and the long-term consequences of refugeehood, while also recognizing that Israelis view 1948 as national independence and survival. The book uses this contrast to show that the conflict is sustained by incompatible stories about what happened, why it happened, and what justice would require now. The topic also illuminates how the post-1948 landscape shaped later negotiations, refugees, borders, and control of land became embedded issues rather than temporary wartime outcomes. By explaining why each side teaches, commemorates, and defends a different account, the book helps readers understand why debates over archives, terminology, and historical responsibility are not academic side fights, but political battlegrounds. This focus prepares readers to interpret present-day claims about return, recognition, and security as extensions of unresolved questions from the war's founding moment. Thirdly, occupation, settlements, and the territorial question. After 1967, the book also concentrates on how the 1967 war reshaped the conflict by placing the West Bank, Gaza, and East Jerusalem under Israeli control, and by making occupation a central feature of daily life and international diplomacy. This topic explains how territorial control moved from a border dispute to a system of administration, military rule, and legal differentiation, affecting mobility, economic development, and political representation. A key element is the growth of Israeli settlements and the infrastructure that supports them, which many observers argue complicates the feasibility of territorial partition. The narrative typically links settlement expansion to shifting Israeli domestic politics, security rationales, and ideological motivations, while also emphasizing how Palestinians experienced the post-1967 period through land loss, restrictions, and an intensified struggle for self-determination. By framing the occupation as both a political structure and a lived reality, the book encourages readers to see why negotiations often stall issues like checkpoints, resource access, and jurisdiction are not peripheral but foundational. This topic also connects to international law and global responses, showing how external actors have repeatedly attempted to manage the situation without resolving the underlying question of sovereignty and equal rights. Fourthly, Palestinian political strategy. From national movement to fragmentation, a further topic is the evolution of Palestinian politics, including efforts to build representative leadership, seek international recognition, and adapt strategies under changing constraints. The book generally traces how a national movement forms amid displacement and occupation, how organizations such as the PLO gain prominence, and how armed struggle, diplomacy, and popular mobilization alternate as tactics. It highlights the importance of the First and Second Intifadas as moments when grassroots resistance and international attention surged, altering the language of the conflict and the balance of legitimacy, including the geographic split between the West Bank and Gaza, rival political factions, and the dependence created by aid and security coordination. This topic matters because it explains why Palestinian demands can appear both consistent and contested. Calls for statehood, rights, or return are filtered through competing institutions and constrained by realities on the ground. By outlining these shifts, the book helps readers interpret headlines about leadership crises, elections, or ceasefires as part of a longer story about how a stateless people tries to act politically when borders, resources, and movement are controlled by others. Lastly, peace processes, international involvement, and the question of futures. The final key topic is the role of peace initiatives and global actors, and why repeated diplomatic efforts have failed to deliver a durable settlement. The book commonly surveys major milestones such as UN partition debates, later negotiations, and the Oslo era, emphasizing how process can substitute for outcomes when power is asymmetrical. It examines how the United States, the United Nations, neighboring Arab states, and European actors have influenced incentives, funding, and diplomatic framing, sometimes advancing talks while also reinforcing the status quo. A critical element is the tension between managing conflict and resolving it. Agreements may address security coordination and limited autonomy without settling core issues like refugees, Jerusalem, borders, and equal rights. The topic also explores competing endgame models, including two-state, one-state, confederation, or rights-based approaches, and why each faces political and practical obstacles. By focusing on the architecture of negotiations, the book equips readers to ask sharper questions about what any new initiative must contain to be credible. It also encourages skepticism towards slogans and deadlines, urging readers to look at enforcement mechanisms, accountability, and whether proposed plans change realities on the ground rather than merely repackage them. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a fast but substantive orientation to the Israel-Palestine conflict, including students, journalists, policy professionals, and general readers who feel overwhelmed by the volume of commentary. It is especially useful for those who want history explained as a sequence of political decisions and power relationships rather than as a mysterious cycle of ancient hatred. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. It sharpens media literacy, helps separate chronology from propaganda, and provides context for understanding debates about refugees, Jerusalem, occupation, and diplomacy. It can also deepen civic engagement by showing how international actors, legal frameworks, and public narratives shape real outcomes for ordinary people. Compared with longer surveys, this short history offers a clear through line and a distinctive interpretive stance associated with PAP scholarship, inviting readers to examine mainstream assumptions and to notice how historical memory is weaponized. That combination of brevity, accessibility, and argument makes it worth buying for anyone who needs a structured foundation before moving to specialized works, and for readers seeking a concise synthesis that still challenges conventional framing and encourages critical thinking about justice, rights, and feasible political futures. If you would like to support Ilan Pape, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.